We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The feral hog problem is a major issue in the state of Texas, and one of the people dealing with it and trying to find answers for the problem, Jamie Sugg, Ph.D. He's also the Walker County Extension Agent as of December of 2022. He'd been in Russ County before that. How bad is the feral hog problem?
Well, that depends on who you ask. For guys that like to hunt, run dogs, play with thermal scopes and everything, it's a good problem if there is such a thing. They don't see it near as big a problem as the landowners, the ones that's got to go back and fix all the damage. But I get asked all the time, you know, for a numerical number, a dollar number. I've heard so many ranges. I mean, USDA says like $190 million each year in crops, in ag. You know, that's not counting golf courses and home yards, vehicle issues, you know, vehicular strikes. So if you ask those guys, it's probably the biggest issue they face as producers.
You mentioned the hunting, and that's obviously part of it, too. And I know that the jerky can taste pretty good. But yeah. I also read a note that said that if you were able to kill off 75% of the feral hog population in Texas, that would only maintain the current numbers because these animals are so prolific.
75% is on the high end, I've heard. I've heard 65 to 70%, but obviously 75% is not certainly not out of the range of a possibility. But yeah, just for us to maintain numbers, we'd have to eliminate 75% this year, and we'd still have the same number this time next year.
There are so many new people who have moved into Texas, and I know that feral hogs aren't only in Texas. But we have a majority of them. What are they? When we say a feral hog, what are we talking about?
A feral hog is basically pigs were brought over from when the explorers came over back in the 1500s. They were brought over as a domesticated meat source, just much like our domesticated pigs we have now. And just over time, over three to 400 years, they've just become feral. You know, they were turned loose to forage, you know, like during the Depression, people couldn't slop their hogs quite as easily. There wasn't as many leftovers, so they would turn them loose and let them graze or forage for themselves, and they just kind of wandered further and further away from the homestead to where they are now feral. Now, add to that the fact that Russian boars were imported for hunting purposes back in the 50s. They were deliberately turned loose for hunting purposes. So you've got this domesticated pig, you've got a Russian wild boar, and the cross of those two, that they're both considered the same species. Mm-hmm. But the cross of those two sources are basically why we have feral hogs. You'll see feral hogs that look as domesticated as like they were just one generation off the farm, and you've got some that I call Arkansas Razorback, and you know what I'm talking about. They have two distinct appearances, but that's because there's two different bloodlines going there. But the majority of them are crosses of some sort.
The hybrid has taken over, and the Eurasians are more or less gone. Yep. In terms of numbers.
Yeah, they've kind of bred themselves out because, you know, if you think about it, you know, we've bred our livestock over the last several hundred years to be prolific breeders, to mature early, to make lots of offspring, to grow quickly. And then you have a Russian wild boar who is mean and can live off anything and smart as they all get out, and you cross those two family trees, and you've got a pretty substantial opponent, which is obviously what we're facing now.
You mentioned the intelligence factor, and I was talking to someone who was working to try and trap feral hogs in the North yep. Texas area, and he said that if you don't get them on the first try, they'll never come back to where you set that trap.
Oh yeah, absolutely. They're smarter than a dog. I've heard, haven't seen hard research, but it's, you know, in the wild pig world, it's said that basically you have chimpanzees, dolphins, and in a wild pig is the next highest in intelligence. And I don't doubt that at all. I trap pigs as a hobby or on the side, and I absolutely can attest that, you know, there's just some pigs that just will never be trapped. They're just too sly.
The chimps and the dolphins aren't going to hurt my yard or my golf course or my crops. So how do we control, what are the control measures to try to get a grasp on the feral hog problem? You mentioned hunting, but that only accounts for a small number in terms of trying to diminish the feral hog population.
Right now we have at our disposal hunting, trapping, and then, you know, use of snares, which are not really hunting or trapping. It's kind of a hybrid of the two. Mm-hmm. But again, you're only going to catch one. You know, the first one that goes through the snare is going to get caught, and the rest of them, again, are going to realize that, hey, we probably need to find another place to cross the fence because that didn't work out too well for our buddy. But yeah, that's basically it. I mean, you know, we've been promised toxicants, and they are being worked on, just not fast enough to suit anybody. But you know, I tell folks, basically, if you're going to control wild hogs, you've got to have a multi-pronged approach. You're not going to shoot them all. I can vouch that you're not going to trap them all. You're going to have to do a little bit of trapping, a little bit of shooting. Early scouting is paramount, just so you can jump on them as soon as they set foot on your place, as opposed to letting them get established and then realizing, oh, I've got a hog problem.
And the problem really is almost statewide. I think I saw one map from A&M that indicated that maybe parts of the panhandle weren't infested, but it's really statewide,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I would dare say that probably every county in the panhandle they are present there.
Okay.
The only county that I've never seen, you know, on the maps I've seen is El Paso. I think they're there. I can't believe that we'd have them in 253 counties and one particular county doesn't have them. But
you mentioned the damage issue, but I've also read that the disease issue is part of this problem too, because of the parasites and other things, and they could pass it on to other animals.
Yeah, they carry pseudo rabies. They carry swine brucellosis. Well, they can carry just brucellosis in general. And so, you know, a cow can catch swine, and I'm not a veterinarian, so don't obviously, you know, take this to the bank, but basically, there's two different strains of brucellosis, swine and then bovine. They can pass swine brucellosis on to cows, which it doesn't really affect them. Cows just become carriers, but they will test positive for just general brucellosis. And the only way to determine which strain it is to put the cow down and do a necropsy. And by that point, yeah, you may realize, well, it's only swine, but well, it's too late. You've already killed a cow to find that out. So the disease issue is a huge, huge headache.
When you have someone come to you, either from an agricultural standpoint or a golf course owner or somebody, what is your best advice in terms of dealing with these very, very adaptable and intelligent animals?
Basically, I tell them to put out a game camera, the first thing, and see if they're dealing with one lone boar that's just coming through, or if it's a sounder of 20. You know, one boar can stay for an hour and do about as much damage as 20 can in 10 minutes. So you show up the next morning, you see some damage, you know, what are you dealing with? If it's a lone boar, you know, if you can get him patterned, and they are creatures of habit. If they're not pressured and left alone, they'll come back to they'll keep coming back to the same food source. And so if you can get a game camera and you can figure his schedule out, you know, you can lay in wait and shoot him. If it's a big sounder, you're going to be better off setting up a trap. But deciding on which strategy, you know, you can't do that until you know what you're dealing with. So step number one is set up a game camera and see what you're dealing with.
You mentioned toxins, and the issue is that if you put out a toxin for a feral hog, they're not specific to that animal. So what are you hearing in terms of the research on ways of stopping them without killing off, for example, the deer or cows or the family dog?
Yeah. Basically, we've got two toxicants that are in the works, that being warfarin and sodium nitrite. Both of them will control feral hogs. We know that undoubtedly. Tons of research shows it. The research that's being done is how do we deliver it to that feral hog without having collateral damage or affecting unintended wildlife, coyotes, even coons, possums. You know, sodium nitrite is toxic to birds, so, you know, that doesn't sound like that big of a deal, except that, you throw in wild turkeys in there, mm-hmm. or you throw in, I've got several pictures of a feral hog carcass being fed on by bald eagles. You can imagine the outcry that we would have if we had a bald eagle die off and it was all traced back to this pig toxicant. So, they're working on research on how to deliver it to the feral hog exclusively, but also once that feral hog expires, how long do those toxicants stay present in the body and how toxic are they to what secondary species? Buzzards, they're ugly and nasty and everything else, but they are protected and they do serve a job. They clean up roadkill and everything else. So, we certainly don't want to kill off our buzzards. We certainly don't want to kill off all of our bald eagles. Or like you said, the family dog just strays too far from the house and comes across a pig that's been poisoned. So all those are ongoing research. And, they keep telling us, 2 to 3 years away, but they've also been telling us that for 10 to 12 years. So, every time they think they have a breakthrough, they think they got it green lighted, something else pops up that they need to do a little bit more research on. So I understand, and I'm right in there with them. It's extremely frustrating. It takes so long, but when you consider the consequences, I'd rather take our time and do it, get it right, and then instead of being a little too quick on the trigger and then cause other issues.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.